members, noon members. I'm going to call the Committee on Ethics and Election now come to order. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Chair Perry.
Here.
Senator Brandis. Senator Brannon. Senator Hudson. Senator Lee. Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And members, y'all are busy. I've got a bill up right now, so we're going to get this pretty quickly done. We have one bill, and we've got confirmations. We'll take those up in order, but before we get into that, we'll start out with Senate Bill 964, tab 37, by Senator Baxley. You're recognized.
Are we on? There we go. Thank you, Chairman. It's my honor to present to you this bill that will really be an efficiency bill for our supervisors of election. It authorizes the general use of touchscreen voting systems with a voter verifiable paper trail for canvassing and recount purposes currently that are only available to be used by the disabled voters. These machines are approved by the Department of State Division of Elections, and the supervisors who have already purchased these machines will benefit by increased use of the machines and possible shorter lines at certain polling places. Basically, we have specialized equipment for disabled voters, and much of it sits idle between disabled voters, and this will give them authority to allow other people to utilize those machines during that time.
Good. Thank you for that. Members, questions? Any questions on this bill? And we got some public appearance forms. So first, Chris Moore, you're recognized.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here today. I'm here on behalf of Supervisor Mark Early in Leon County, who's traveling to a National Elections Conference and couldn't be here today, or he would be here in person. For the committee, I've submitted a three-page packet here. The first page is a letter from Supervisor Early that talks a little bit about Mark's Sense ballots and the new definition that this would be for Mark's Sense ballots. The second page is our ballot here in Leon County, which is, you know, a Mark's Sense ballot that has bubbles next to the person's name. It's human readable. And the third page is a ballot from, you know, another vendor, which has the, you know, the barcodes and the selections underneath. And I guess generally the concern here is that, you know, the barcodes on this type of ballot, if you scan the barcodes, they don't return a candidate's name or they don't return anything that's human readable. They return a code that is looked up in the voting system. And so if a voter wants to kind of verify it, even with a smartphone or, you know, scanner or something to see what it is they voted for, they wouldn't be able to read that. And the second issue is if you get into independent audit systems, like an automated independent audit system that can read a ballot and also verify what the choices of the voter are, it won't be able to read those barcodes because it would require it to look at the election management system to know what that choice was. So I don't think, you know, we're necessarily here to cause problems for the existing installations around the state, but if there's an opportunity to have, you know, some sort of mark that produces a human-readable result, that would be something that would be preferred if that's possible. So that's all comments I have for today.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Next, we have Bill Helmick. Thank you for that. More appearance cards. Members, any debate on the bill? Any debate? Seeing no debate. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Ms. Voss, please call the roll on SB 964.
Senator Brannon. Senator Hudson. Senator Lee. Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres. Senator Brandis. Chair Perry.
Yes.
Favorable.
By your vote, show SB 964 reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Baxley.
Thank you, Chairman.
We're going to move on now to tab 36. And the way this is going to work is pretty simple. Unless a senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all of the appointees. You have those in front of you. Yeah, 136. I'm sorry. Tab 136. So, got the list in front of you. Any questions about any of the appointees? Yes, Senator Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this may not be a timely question, but we have in front of us all these applicants from tab 1 to tab 36. And on occasion, you know, we get a phone call from back in our community about somebody that we didn't really know that shows up on these lists. And we don't really have enough information of our own to know whether or not, you know, what we're being told is relevant or accurate, what have you. And you hate to create disruption with a particular applicant going through this process. But you also don't want to lose the ability to do your due diligence. This will move from this committee to the floor at some point. And is there a process after this that if we learn information about a particular applicant that causes us some heartburn, not an applicant, appointee, causes a little heartburn, that we can remove that individual from the list, even if it's not to vote the individual down, but maybe to buy some more time to look at that individual in between sessions? The governor can reappoint them, and then they can serve. What is that process? Have we looked far enough down the runway to see what this is going to look like when we get to confirmations on the floor?
And I'll verify, but the process here is the same that's been on the floor, which is any of the appointees that are voted on in a block, if you wish to pull those out, if you wish to say, this person I'd like to vote on, that individual will be then talked about, debated, discussed, and voted on as one individual. And so, and then we've also had, of course, the committee staff has done a good job on vetting all of these people. So you can go back. We have data. We have a pile right here that you can go through, and you can look at the vetting process that's been done already. You can see if that's adequate, if it brings up any questions that you may have. Certainly, there's issues that were brought up, and we looked at some of these issues, whether it was a DUI back in the 80s or some other instance that happened. None of them rose to the level that we thought that they would not be or should not be gone through this process and voted on. But we have that information for you and for any other members that you can look at any time. And that process can go through, and I'm pretty sure on the floor you can pull them out as well. One, you could not vote on it if you decide to. So you'll have that opportunity.
What if we just don't want to take one? If we determine at some point down the road we don't want to take one up, we don't want to pull them out and vote against them or have them voted separately, we just don't want to take up that particular confirmation. Is that something we probably ought to talk about?
Yeah, I think
that process evolves a little bit.
Go over that and then make sure any committee member knows and understands how that process works, and we'd be glad to do that for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions that we have? All right, we have one appearance card, and Stephen Nguyen, and you're just waving in support. Great. Thank you. No more appearance forms. I need a motion to recommend confirmation. Senator Bryan moves recommendation for confirmation of all appointees on tabs 136. Ms. Voss, please call the roll.
Senator Brannon, Senator Hudson, Senator Lee, Senator Pasadomo, Senator Rodriguez, Senator Torres, Senator Brandes, Chair Perry.
Yes.
Favorable.
And by your vote, so the confirmation appointees on tab 136-36 recommended favorably. Thank you. Seeing no business, more business for the committee, Senator Lee moves that we adjourn. Thank you.